welcome you once again to our program, Everyday English. I would like us to have a look at two contexts in which the past tense forms of verbs are used. As you by now know, the past tense form does not always refer to past events and happenings. The examples of its use in the context we're going to consider do not apply to past time necessarily. The first of these is in the context of the word time, as in,
it's high time.
What this means is, time is overdue. For example,
it's high time you started to be serious with your books.
It's high time you started. You haven't done or been doing what you should be doing or have been doing. The time is overdue. And note the form of the verb, past tense, started. But this does not mean the person started the activity in the past.
It's high time you started to be serious with your books.
Instead of,
it's high time.
We can say,
it's about time.
It's about time you began to take your work seriously.
It's about time you began. It's high time you began.
It's about time we learned to treat each other with some civility.
We failed to do so in the past, and it's time we started doing that. The time is overdue. Here again, note the use of the past tense to refer to a situation in present time. What was expected has not happened up till now.
It's about time now we settled all our differences.
One thing you shouldn't say is,
it's about time now we settle our differences.
What is wrong with this sentence is that the present tense form of the verb settle is used in the context of the expression,
it's time, or it's about time.
It's high time now we encouraged our children to learn to express their opinion in public with calm.
I now turn to the expression, I wish. I'll later come to some of the uses of the verb wish. But in the meantime, I would like to look at the expression, I wish, and the use of the past tense form of the verb. Now, here's a typical example.
I wish you brought the bell for all of us to see.
I wish you brought. Past tense form of bring.
I wish you brought the bell for all of us to see.
But you haven't, or you didn't. This is an example of unfulfilled wish. The sentence under discussion, namely,
I wish you brought the bell for all of us to see,
is a slightly reduced form of another sentence containing the linking word that.
I wish that you brought the bell for all of us to see.
The negative, of course, is,
I wish that you hadn't brought the bell for all of us to see.
Or,
I wish you hadn't brought the bell for all of us to see.
Now, listeners, I would now like you to listen to this short dialogue and take note of how the expression I wish and similar others are used to express unfulfilled wish.
So, you have already had a meeting with the two delegates?
Yes.
I wish you hadn't.
Why not?
Why not? Because we agreed to have a preliminary meeting here before meeting them. And what did you discuss?
Oh, nothing weighty. Things like choice of chairman for the different non-plenary meetings.
Well, I wish you hadn't talked about such matters.
I'm not sure Mr. Salifu would agree with you on this, you know. I have met with him, and he thinks we didn't go far enough.
Really?
Indeed. He wished we had discussed the whole week's activities with them.
Well, if that's what he would have liked to see, so be it.
I'd like to make some brief comments on sentences like,
I wish I was.
I wish he was.
On the one hand, and,
I wish I were.
I wish he were.
On the other, the form with was, or rather the forms with was and were have something in common as far as meaning is concerned. But there are important differences between them as well. The sentence,
I wish I was the headmaster at the time when the riots occurred,
implies,
it is a pity that I was not the headmaster at the time when the riots occurred.
A similar conclusion can be drawn from the sentence,
I wish he was the headmaster at the time when the riots occurred.
It is a pity that he was not the headmaster at the time. He would have stopped them.
In both cases, the riots actually occurred, and in the past, before the time of speaking. The past is what is relevant. The wish was not realized. Now, listen to these and compare them with the earlier ones.
I wish I were the headmaster now. When the riots are going on, I would stop them.
As in the earlier sentences, the implication is that it is a pity I can't. My wish cannot be fulfilled. But there is an important difference. The difference is that the events are happening now at the time of speaking, and I cannot fulfill my wish. The same inference can be made from,
I wish he were the headmaster now when the riots are going on. He would stop them.
To summarize, sentences containing I wish I was, I wish he was, imply unfulfilled wish, but the unfulfilled wish refers to past time, a time which precedes the time of speaking. Thus we say,
I wish I was the headmistress at the time.
I wish he was the headmaster at the time.
I wish I was at home last week.
I wish he was at home last week.
I wish Mr. Amadou was president at the beginning of this century.
All these express wishes which were not realized in the past. All the sentences refer to past time. And it would be unusual to say,
I wish he was the headmaster now.
I wish Mr. Amadou was the president now.
Compare our earlier sentences containing I was, he was, with the following.
I wish I were the headmistress now.
I wish I were the headmaster now.
I wish I were at home now.
I wish he were at home now.
I wish Mr. Amadou were president now.
These refer to unfulfilled wishes at the time of speaking, the present. There is a difference between
I wish I was rich
and
I wish I were rich.
Kofi's sentence implies
I wish I was rich at the time to be able to pay all your fees.
While Adjo's implies
I wish I were rich now to be able to pay all your fees.
Thank you. That's all. Have a good day, listeners.